Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometimes it is hard to believe what Jesus says toward the end of this gospel. That if we're gathered together in his name and we pray for something, it will be granted to us. So sometimes we look for evidence. Well, on Thursday morning at our daily mass, we prayed fervently for the Lions to win. And they did. So there's your proof. But rather than focusing on the communal prayer aspect of this, I want to talk about the theme that is woven through both the Old Testament reading, the letter to the Romans, and in a more subtle but more direct way, the gospel. And that is the requirement of a follower of Jesus to love. Because there's something that happened in our world, and I'm not sure exactly when it began. It's been decades in the making, where it has become okay to hate others. If they look different than I do, if their skin color is different than mine is, if their accent is different than mine is, if they believe a different political bent than I do, if they root for a different team even than I do, it is not only acceptable to disagree, but it's become acceptable to hate them. And that is, beyond any shadow of a doubt, totally contrary to absolutely everything Jesus ever said and taught. And the most insidious part of that is that you can even see that kind of hatred come forth from people who claim to be Christian. And they're wasting their time, because that is 100% contrary to our faith. And Jesus even gives us a bit of a way of understanding it that makes it easy and is good advice. He says, first, talk to the person you have a problem with. It is okay to sit down with someone we are in disagreement with and try to resolve it. In fact, that's the best way. But what do we tend to do? We talk to everybody but the person we have the problem with. Talk to them. And if it doesn't resolve, then bring together some friends who you trust and get some input from them, because guess what? There's not one of us that has all the truth locked up in every thought we have. We all make mistakes. We all have biases that sometimes cause us to make the wrong decision or think in the wrong way. So bring in others and bring in even more. But here's where the love command comes through in the gospel, and this is that subtle part. What does Jesus say if you can't get it resolved? Treat them as you would a Gentile or a tax collector.
Okay, well, how did Jesus treat Gentiles and tax collectors? With the same love he had for his closest disciples. From the Syrophoenician woman to the Roman centurion to the person that was dying with him on the cross, he had love. He didn't let the way they treated him change the fact that how he loved them. And that's what he expects out of us. Now imagine just for a few seconds if we could convince everyone who claims to be Christian to live out that. The world would be 100% different than it is now. So maybe the answer for us is that we take that seriously. That in our little corner of the world, that's what we do. We stop the hatred, we stop the judgment, we start the love. And just maybe, if we're worried about filling up churches and spreading the good news to other people, that's the way we need to do it.